Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Tuesday brought some new lows to the Carolina basketball season, perilously close to spinning out of control. The Tar Heels lost their third straight game for the first time in 4 years and lost two players indefinitely. Their second-half comeback at Clemson was thrilling and showed this UNC edition still has a lot of heart. But after erasing all of a 16-point halftime deficit, it made the same critical mistakes that reminded us of just how we got here in snapping a 10-game winning streak against the Tigers. That streak is important to remember because Clemson was on the verge of folding like it has in going 20-132 against Carolina all time. The Heels came roaring back behind Joel Berry and Cameron Johnson, and without the injured Theo Pinson, the suspended Jaleek Felton, and MIA Luke May, the ACC's fourth-leading scorer who played 34 minutes with 4 points. But they gave up a 15th three-pointer for the second straight game. Now that has to be some kind of record, and missed a critical box-out that resulted in Clemson's 15th offensive rebound and a second-chance bucket that let an improbable victory slip away. And while Roy Williams continues to say what a sorry coach he is to take the pressure off his players, he definitely should have taken a timeout when the offense stagnated on a late possession that resulted in a hurried shot. So the ACC record is 5-5, the national ranking is all but gone, and Carolina finds itself on the improbable NCAA tournament bubble after a 16-4 start to the season. First backup point guard Felton has been suspended by the university pending investigation into an alleged sexual incident. Second backup point guard Seventh Woods is still injured, and third backup point guard Pinson left the game after a nasty fall. Pinson was slated to play some point, two guard, small forward, and four man, before going down hard on his lower back and left shoulder. We are at a fork with one arrow pointing toward the 2010 season, when the Tar Heels were 12-4 and ranked number 9, then lost 10 of the next 12 games and went to the NIT. Fortunately, last place Pitt is in town Saturday before Duke, NC State, and Notre Dame over a murderous 5-day stretch. Which fork in the road will this hard luck, soft on defense team take? This is Archansky. See ya.